Welcome again, everybody, to the Newsmakers Podcast. I'm Kyle Gargaro, Managing Editor of the ACHR News. Today, we are in the zone. News Editor-in-Chief Mike Murphy sits down with two titans of the zoning industry. First, he talks with Dennis Laughlin of RZL Zoning about the status of the zoning market and some predictions on the residential and light commercial markets. Then, Murphy picks the brain of Dick Foster of Zone First about zoning's effects on efficiency and the selling of zoning in the home. We'll see you on the other side.
Here at the Hardy National Show with Mr. Dennis Laughlin from RZL Zoning. Dennis, how long have you guys been coming to the show?
This is our seventh year. We started in Hardy about 8 years ago and missed one, but this is a great event. This is where you see the best wholesalers in the industry.
Now, do you guys kind of come with a particular goal in mind every year that you come, or do you really just, hey, let's just talk about zoning products?
Well, we're here to see our good customers, and of course, there's always new distributors here. So it's, you know, there's a goal in mind, but it's a lot of relationship building, too.
Okay. Hey, another thing I was kind of curious about, just in general with the 2010, 2011 business cycle as it is, it's been roughly down for a lot of people, but how's business been shaping up the last year for the zoning business? Is it still catching on like it has been in the past?
Well, you know, 2009 was a pretty big drop, but we've seen 2010 come back fairly well. I do think the fact that most zoning right now is being done in the retrofit or replacement upgrade business has helped us. So our 2010 looks an awful lot like 2008. So that's not a bad deal right now.
That's not good. Well, hope zoning continues to increase and do better. Kind of curious. Is it the residential side, the commercial side? Where do you expect the most growth in your market in the next couple of years?
Well, we still look at the residential market as being very underserved. You know, there's probably only 5 or 6% of the homes out there in the U.S. that are really being zoned. And as you know, energy stewardship and being able to direct comfort where you want it, when you want it, that's still a very powerful argument. Even though money's tight and people are being a lot more judicious about the way they spend it, people still want to make their home comfortable. And so that's the primary market. I do think the light commercial market's going to come back, and probably faster than the residential market next year, but that it's still a growth industry.
You know, Dennis, I know that zoning is really primarily a comfort play, if you will, from a contractor's perspective when they're talking to the homeowner. It's all about increasing the comfort. Is there any aspect of the energy efficiency angle that has come into play with regard to promoting or pitching zoning?
Yeah, certainly. You know, the best way to save energy is not use it. So if you're directing energy where you want it, when you want it, you end up using your furnace or your air conditioner or your air handler, you know, a lot less. And it's also, you know, using new technologies like programmable thermostats and variable speed blower drives that now zoning can interface with, so that you really can take advantage of a full spectrum of technology in the HVAC world using a zoning panel.
I'm here with Dick Foster, president of Zone First, and talking a little bit about zoning. What's been going on in the market the last 6 months or so with regard to the residential commercial markets? Tell me what's up.
In terms of zoning? Zoning is, I'm not sure. It's kind of a tough market, quite honestly. New construction. People have always talked about zoning for new construction for years and don't do it in retrofit. So if contractors took advantage of the zoning opportunities in the retrofit market, zoning could be great. People are looking to save energy. People are looking to cut their energy costs. National Association of Home Builders did a survey. Over 50% of the people said they would pay $5,000 to $11,999 to save $1,000 a year. All right, that's only $100 a month. Zoning can easily do that in many homes, cutting your energy costs 20 to 25%. We've got 4 studies proving that.
You know, I think a lot of people don't even consider the energy efficiency aspect of zoning. They really think, or at least my thought, they think first about comfort. Like, hey, I can be doing something different with this room that I never knew I could do in the past. But if you would venture a guess, are most of your customers, your contractors' customers, are they more interested in the efficiency or are they more interested in the comfort?
They are more interested, I think, in the efficiency. And I'll give you a quick example. had somebody who was actually doing some work for us in Minnesota. Their air conditioning went out in the heat of summer in Minneapolis, Minnesota, which was over 90 degrees, obviously very rare for them up there. Contractor comes in and changes out the air conditioner, puts in a really high efficiency variable speed furnace, two-stage air conditioner. Never talked to any homeowner about the zoning. But the home, they put in the air conditioner works fine, but the upstairs is still too hot. It's still at 78 degrees, 80 degrees at night. So the homeowner, you know, is still uncomfortable, and they now still got to turn the thermostat downstairs down to 68 degrees to get it 75 upstairs at that point. And contractors have tremendous opportunity. People are looking to save energy, and they're willing to pay for comfort. Think about this. They got zoning in the car. Okay, individual driver and passenger temperature control, you're 2 feet away. That's a $3,000 option. People will pay that money in the car, but they're not paying it to the contractor. Contractors are missing the boat. Car dealers sell more zoning than they do, auto dealers, I should say, sell more zoning than HVAC contractors.
Some of your customers that are really successful selling zoning, how do they do it differently than people that aren't successful?
They offer it. One simple question, they offer it. They talk to the homeowners about it. One of the biggest issues contractors have getting into zoning, that learning curve, that first couple of jobs, you know, will they lose money on it? I talked to a contractor today who's doing it, and he's planning 4 days of installation for this. Now, of course, he's also changing one unit out, but 4 days, 2 man hours, and that's a lot of labor. So I think the biggest issue is overestimating their labor when they really don't need to. On the first couple of jobs, sure, if they can get away with it, that's great, because you have to have that learning curve. But don't be afraid to take chances. You know, you should be able to do it easily in a day.
Great stuff, guys. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. If you have any general comments or guest suggestions for the podcast, please visit www.achrnews.com/podcast. You can also find us on iTunes. Good times, everybody.